Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you answer our prayers in ways that glorify your name. We ask that we may be open to new ways and deeper ways of understanding you in our lives, and let us glorify your name in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. So I'll begin with letting you know we did that poll last week, you may remember. And the poll was, should the U.S. bishops call for priests to deny President Joseph Biden the Eucharist? Now, let me give you a little background of the question. And the question has to do with the bishops of the United States are having a discussion back and forth, and the Vatican has been involved as well, where because the President of the United States, Joseph Biden, is a practicing Catholic, and he does support abortion. Some of the bishops are calling for the president to be denied communion or to refrain from receiving communion, and other bishops are feeling this is bringing politics into this and are politicizing it. And I know at least one cardinal who is not here in the United States, he's actually in Rome, although he's not speaking for the Pope at all, but he is American. He has said priests should deny the President of the United States the Eucharist. And I know other cardinals, including our own here in Boston, who says you do not deny communion to anyone who comes to you in the line. So you understand there's this discussion back and forth. How do you deal with this? So the poll question was, should the U.S. bishops call for priests to deny President Joe Biden the Eucharist? And it's based on this whole discussion. And 20% of the respondents said no, and the rest said yes. So it doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to send this to the bishops. It was something to kind of see where people stand on this. And it was a good reflection. And as I said, you have the 80% said yes and 20% said no. And so that was the result. Now, I had it up on Reddit, and then it got taken down because it was political. They thought it was political, so they took it down. But before it was taken down, there was a man who left a comment. I have no idea whether a person who left a comment. I have no idea whether this person voted one way or the other. But this person wrote, there needs to be a third option that says, I'm not a bishop and therefore wouldn't presume such authority. And then he put an emoticon, which I looked up, that means a big grin. So he did it as kind of a nice way of saying he wasn't being really critical as per se. It wasn't attacking. He was just saying. And there's a truth to that. There is a truth to that. But people are already discussing that, have been discussing this for quite some time. It's become a major news story. It's been in Time. I wrote an article about it, a very objective article about it. And you can find that on Medium at Writings from the Catholic Abbey to the Secular World. So I've written an article on it covering the various bishops that are saying various things according to various reports. So I've seen this. And that's why, because this has been addressed to the lay community, especially in the Archdiocese of San Francisco, where the Archbishop there, Archbishop Cordeloni, has set out a set of rules of who can and cannot receive communion in the Archdiocese of San Francisco about 3 weeks ago. So I had already put that out as an article. I knew this was already a discussion, has been a discussion on various venues in the media for quite some time. So that's why I put it out there. And so, as you saw, we had 80% of the people said yes, 20% of the people said no. And again, it's not an official poll. It's not a scientific poll, but you can see how the respondents went. In the meantime, it kind of reminded me, having the poll taken down, reminded me of an experience I had. I don't know if I'm going to say the name of the diocese. I won't say the name of the diocese. In the cathedral, a very beautiful cathedral in a northeast diocese, not in New England, northeast United States, in a diocese in the cathedral where I used to like to go to pray. The prayer, the tabernacle was all the way inside the cathedral all the way in the back. And it was fascinating to sit there and just see the different people coming, especially considering the city where it's located, coming in of all different economic strata and venues and everything else, you know, communities and everything, coming in and praying before the Blessed Sacrament. It was really a powerful experience. So I was using an iPod and I was praying a rosary app. So I'm praying a rosary app on my iPod. Now, granted, iPods were kind of new at the time. And come to find out that rosary app was designed by employees of this diocese, which makes it even more interesting. And I'm not in my clerics. I'm going to explain that in the other side of the break. I'm not in my clerics. And there's the security guard walks in. He's I'm plain clothes security guard. All right, pal, let's go. Looks at me. Come on, let's go. And why? You're not supposed to be having a cell phone here. It's not a cell phone. It's an iPod. Come on, let's go. And finally, I looked at him and said, oh, I'm sorry. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. What is your name? And he stopped. Oh, I didn't know you were a priest. Well, it didn't make any difference, because if it wasn't a priest, he still would have treated me the same way. So I was really a little angry over that. And I was angry because many times later I had been in that cathedral and I watched him do that to so many people. And I hope he is no longer affiliated with that diocese, because it really was something that when we're trying to lead people in the church, you get someone walking up, okay, let's go. Come on, let's go. Out. You got to go. Does not belong working as an employee of the church. And so I was really upset about that. I didn't get upset with him. I did walk out, but I've never forgotten that. And it was kind of interesting. So those kind of things have been known to happen. Now, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back on the other side. I'm going to tell you why a priest shouldn't always be in his clerics. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. Don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our Substack newsletter. You can sign up for that. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all kinds of things you can do. You can listen to the archives of the show, CatholicAudioMedia.com. One of the things that Jesus teaches is to come aside and rest a while to the apostles. And all of us, regardless of what vocation, remember, all of us have a vocation of one form or another, do need some time off. And sometimes there are major signs that you need to take some time off. Now, when I go on my day off, I do not wear my clerics. If I go on a vacation, I usually don't wear my clerics. Why? Because then I'll be working, no matter what. Because people are gonna, you know, look for the priest, and sometimes, especially if you're traveling alone, you may be putting yourself in dangerous situations. So, as a rule, when I'm on my day off, I don't wear my clerics, and people can still reach me if they need to. But I don't wear my clerics. Now, why is that important? And I had a really interesting experience of why. Now, I enjoy the parish I'm at. I have, no major problems that I know of, but maybe I'm just getting older. I had to go to the dentist, and they had to take my blood pressure, as they normally did. And the dentist says, when are you going to see your doctor next? And you know, I said, well, a couple months. He says, well, when you go see your doctor, you need to mention your blood pressure. And I said, well, what's wrong? And they told me it was high, and gave me the numbers, and yeah, it was high. I never have problems with blood pressure. Very, very rarely. My blood pressure never gets high. So I'm like, okay. Now, granted, I drink the strongest coffee in the world. It's literally the label. That's literally what it's designed. So that might be part of it. But anyway, so I listened to that, and she said, take your blood pressure every day until you go see your doctor and keep an eye on it. So, okay. And if it gets really high, you need to go see your doctor. Okay, fine. I feel fine the whole bit. So I took a few days off this past week. If you heard the other show on Friday, I was actually did the intro and the intro of the show right from, recorded it right where I was. I was in a like little condo in a sense, a hotel with a kitchen in it, real kitchen with a stove and everything. So it was kind of nice. And so I could do my own cooking. So anyway, I did that. And so I came back and relaxed the whole bit, took my blood pressure, and it was normal. The first time since this dentist told me. I mean, it was literally normal. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so that goes for you. That goes for me. It goes all the way across the board. You know, there are signs that you need to take a couple of days off. You don't have to take 3 weeks, a month or whatever, but there are signs you need to take a couple of days off. And maybe it's taking, what is it, Dennis Prager says, take a little vacation every day. Just certain times we have to relax. And those are important. All those things are extremely important because when you don't do that, then you're not able to serve as well as you should be able to. So keep that in mind. And one of the reasons why you will find priests do not travel in clerics is for exactly that reason. They're there to take a rest, or they could be put into a dangerous situation. They're there to take a rest, and it helps them so that they can go back and they can serve their people well, especially because a lot of people in my profession, including me, have a tendency to say, yes, okay, no problem, we'll do this, yeah, the whole bit. And you do that too many times, and you're going to find yourself worn out too quickly. And if you wear yourself too quickly, then you become a grouchy priest. That's usually a sign. If I haven't taken a few days off in like several weeks, yeah, it's a sign. And you never want to be a grouchy priest. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.